Well, welcome again to Thought for the Day, where we come to our penultimate study in Philemon at verse 22. So let's pray. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, as we thank you for now for this day, and we thank you for your word, pray, Lord, that as we open it now, that you, through your Holy Spirit, would show us how you want us to live. To your praise and glory we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So Philemon and verse 22. And one thing more, prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Well, how to pray and how to respond to the prayers of others can become, I think, something of a theological puzzle at times of personal trial. And in verse 22, Paul asks Philemon to prepare a guest room in his home for Paul, because he is hoping to be released from prison, we presume in Rome, and come to visit Philemon in Colossae. And he knows that not only Philemon, but also the church that meets in Philemon's house has been praying to that end. The your, in the phrase your prayers in this verse, is in the plural. And we don't have to know an awful lot about Paul's other letters to know that Paul wholeheartedly believes in the sovereignty of God. And so Paul would clearly understand that his future, whether in prison or released from prison, would be in the hands of God. But he also believed that in the economy of God's ways, that the prayers of his Christian brothers and sisters made a difference. He writes at greater length about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we, like Paul, must also embrace the compatibility of divine sovereignty on the one hand and of human responsibility on the other. And that's what Paul wonderfully does here in verse 22. He says, I hope that in answer to your prayers, human responsibility, that I will be restored to you, divine sovereignty, because it's clearly implied by Paul that it's God who will do any restoring. Well, that's quite a theological thought for the day, so let me close with a much more practical one. That sometimes the most spiritual and loving thing we can do to offer a Christian brother or sister who is struggling is to offer them a drink, a meal, a time to talk, or even, as in this case, a place to stay. Preparing a room or a place at the meal table for a needy member of Christ's flock is such a wonderful way of expressing our love for Christ, of imitating our risen Lord, who said to the disciples on the shores of Galilee after his resurrection, come and have breakfast. Tender and practical loving care towards our Christian brothers and sisters is such a wonderful way of showing our true love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me close in the words of a hymn by Francis Ridley Havergal. O fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart o'erflow in kindling thought and glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. O use me, Lord, use even me, just as thou wilt, and when and where, until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share. Amen.